So, Harry, can you explain what TRIPSTIL is?
TRIP stands for Transformation-Induced Plasticity. The application of a stress causes a phase transformation, and the resulting displacements can help enhance ductility.
And what's the microstructure like?
The cheapest of the alloys are the so-called TRIP-assisted steels, which are commercially available and extremely well-researched. They contain about 70% of allotriumorphic ferrite, with the remainder being a mixture of bainitic ferrite and carbon-enriched retained austenite. It's this austenite which is responsible for the TRIP phenomenon.
And then what's the delta TRIP?
Well, instead of allotriumorphic ferrite, we introduce delta ferrite directly during solidification. It cannot then be removed by heat treatment, and the residual microstructure is still a mixture of bainitic ferrite and austenite.
And what's the advantage of that, if there is one?
It's hard to say at this stage, but the properties, even in the as-cast state, are superior to any conventional TRIP-assisted steel. For example, it has the largest combination of uniform ductility and strength.
And obviously there is a work that needs to be done before this can be shaped into sheet and be useful.
That's right. So we can't actually apply it in the cast state. We've got to roll it into sheet form. We need to do all that work. All the research that has been done to establish conventional TRIP steels now has to be repeated for delta TRIP steels, and we need to look at how the properties and the microstructure will change when we roll it into thin sheet.
And how did the idea for this delta TRIP steel come about?
That's actually a nice story. We created a mathematical model and then asked it to come up with a steel composition and heat treatment which would give us certain properties and retained austenite content with a minimum of silicon concentration. And it came up with this bizarre microstructure.
This could be one of the few new concepts to come out of computer modeling.
I think that's right, although we have a long way to go to make this a commercial concept.
And where are your co-authors of this paper now?
Both Saurabh Chatterjee and Anant Muruganant, they are both at Tata Steel Research and Development Laboratories in Jamshedpur.
Okay, thank you, Harry.